Buddha is funny. He is funny. The Pali Canon, which sits arrayed on our bookshelves, or the library bookshelves, you know, in the most off-putting volumes that you could possibly imagine, that really quell any desire to reach for them and open the book. And if you do, then the language pretty soon puts a stop to any enthusiasm you may have been feeling. It's funny. However, it's not full of belly laughs, or one-liners, or cracks. I think there's one thing that might actually be funny without any explanation. Although, come to think of it, I'm going to have to explain it. This is something that the Buddha says to monks for whom the biggest temptation they faced was food. Because lay people, and you still get this in Theravadan countries, gain merit by feeding the Buddhist monks. And the monks are meant to be wandering, they're meant to be very ascetic, they just take what they're given. But what happens if you find a family that really likes to feed you, and feeds you really good food? Very tempting to just stick with them. And the Buddha says to the monks, suppose there was a dung beetle that was gorged with dung and had a huge pile of dung in front of him. He would look down on other beetles and declare, yippee, I'm a dung beetle with a huge pile of dung in front of me. And he says, yeah, that's what you would be like. That's as funny as it gets. So, you know, we're not talking belly laughs here. A king shaves off his hair and beard, putting on a rough hide. This is a description of Brahminical rituals. He smears his body with ghee and oil, scratches his back with a deer's horn, and enters into the hall. He lies down on the bare grass, and milk is drawn from the first nipple of a young cow to feed the king, from the second to feed the queen, from the third to feed his chief advisor. So you can imagine people who actually know this, and the Buddha presenting this bizarre ritual as if it was actually bizarre, and causing hilarity among the monks. Then he orders people to kill bulls, cows, goats and sheep, and it turns, for the sacrifice. Trees are felled, grass is cut. Meanwhile, his terrified and tear-stained servants are threatened with punishment and made to do the work. In this way, people make themselves suffer and make other people suffer. Often the humour is in the tone of voice. And you have to imagine sometimes that the Buddha was a bit of a mimic. There's quite a well-known text called the Dhammapada, where right at the beginning the Buddha says, he hurt me, he abused me, he robbed me. Those who think such thoughts will not experience peace. Well, imagine that with a whiny voice. Then the Buddha's acting out the resentful train of thought that goes through our mind. He hurt me, he abused me, he robbed me. So it's in those little turns of phrase that I think we find a distinctive voice and a humorous one. I am an old and aged man, Ananda, who has done his time and reached old age. I have turned 80, and just as a worn-out cart is kept going with the help of repairs, so it seems my body is only kept going with repairs. If it wasn't for this, I'd fall apart.